You're listening to SBS News.
Russian authorities in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson have urged civilians to leave immediately, citing what they call a tense military situation. The Ukrainian military says it is making gains as its forces move southward through the Kherson region, taking over at least two villages it claims Russian troops have abandoned. The city has been under Russian control for almost the whole of the eight-month war. The Russian-installed leader of the region said this week Russia was planning to move an estimated 10,000 residents a day from Kherson and was preparing to take in residents in anticipation of Ukraine's counterattack. Margarita is one of those evacuating. She says she has nowhere to go.
We do not know where to go next. Once all the people I know reunite, we can decide. We wanted to stay here in the region, but now we don't know. I called my friend here, but there is no place for us. One part of my family is still on the way, my grandmother and my grandfather.
More than a dozen Russian missiles have pounded energy facilities and other infrastructure across Ukraine, with strikes causing blackouts in several regions. Parts of Kyiv suffered power cuts into the evening. In one central district, shops were closed and traffic lights were off. President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russian attacks struck on a very wide scale. He's pledged his military will improve on an already good record of downing missiles with help from its partners. The president is also urging Ukrainians in affected areas to limit electricity consumption.
Please be even more careful than before to consciously consume electricity. The stability of the energy industry of our entire state depends on each city and district of Ukraine. Please limit the use of appliances that consume a lot of electricity, and especially during peak consumption hours, in the morning and evening. Please pay attention to notices from local authorities and power companies about stabilization outages on your street or in your area.
Moscow has acknowledged targeting energy infrastructure, but denies targeting civilians. Shortly after daybreak, officials in several regions reported strikes on energy facilities and power outages as engineers scramble to restore the network. Governors advise residents to stock up on water. The deputy mayor of the city of Lviv, Sergei Kirill, says Russian forces are doing all they can to destroy infrastructure before the winter sets in.
We all realize that the most successes the Ukrainian armed forces are having in the front, the worst is going to be for people in the home front, because Russia is going to do all it can to target the civilians and to target the critical infrastructure to make it possible to increase pressure on political leadership.
Since October the 10th, Russia has launched a series of devastating salvos at Ukraine's power infrastructure, which have hit at least half of the country's thermal power generation and up to 40% of the entire system. Gareth Borum, SBS News.